Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Oh my goodness. Is that someone on a roller coaster? That's crazy. The heck's going on?
I can't hear it.
Someone's having a great time at California's Great America.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah, you might want to get down there. Right now, caller number 97 instantly wins a four-pack of tickets at California's Great America. We have your tickets all week at 9, 11, 1, 3, and 5. Oh, by the way, all week ends today. We have your tickets through today. And that's it. So you better stick here at Alice all day long. You want to win those four packs. Right now, caller number 97, Brandon, is answering the phone calls on this contest. So call now, and you could be going to California's Great America on us before you know it.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. That's the same phone number. It's just you write in a text, and then the message and data rates may apply. And please, for the love of God, don't text and drive.
It really is just like velvet. Rolls right off the tongue. I'm going to really enjoy this.
Are you? You love it.
I already am.
It's so fun.
Yeah.
Hey, the Sharks play tonight, everyone. Go Sharks.
Go
also,
Sharks.
The Warriors play tonight. Go
Warriors. Come on.
Both games at 7 o'clock. Man, couldn't
well,
one
convenient.
Of those started at 4 o'clock? Shoot.
I'll tape one. Or DVR one.
I wanted to mention this real quick before I get into all your text, if I could. Jenny's Light is a run that happens in Los Gatos. It's a 5K, 10K, and kids 1K run. My whole family's going to be out there. This is a benefit for Jenny's Light, a nonprofit foundation whose mission is to improve and save lives by increasing awareness of
postpartum depression.
So,
did you say that's this weekend?
No, it's not this weekend.
Okay.
It's on the 19th of May.
Okay.
So there's still time to get signed up, but I just want to mention it so that you will go to their website, jennyslight.org, and get signed up. And we'll see you out there for the run. It's a great cause.
Yep, Jenny's Light. You've done it a few years in a row.
Like a bunch of them. Okay, so back to the text. Let's see. Chris Evans is way hotter than Robert Downey Jr., says 619.
Oh, you are dreaming. Chris Evans might as well just be a scoop of vanilla ice cream. Robert Downey Jr. is dangerous. He's beautiful. He's Robert Downey Jr.
Yeah,
the whole time.
I'm going to go with Robert.
He's funny.
Mm-hmm.
Sexy. You see that picture of him on, I think it was on Rolling Stone right when he got out of prison. I'm like, oh my God.
You love that picture.
I love that picture.
He looks filthy.
Right. He's dirty.
No, to use your word from yesterday, scuzzy.
Yeah, he looks super scuzzy. I'm into scuzzes.
You're
like
into
him,
scuzzes.
I am, dude.
Okay.
Does your husband know that?
Yeah. John knows I like him.
Yeah, but John's not scuzzy.
Right.
No, John's not super scuzzy.
Not super scuzzy.
He gets a little scruffy sometimes, you know? I like it when his hair gets kind of long, goofy looking, and lets his beard grow out for a couple of days. I'm like, oh, wow.
What?
Hey, baby.
831 says, I have never watched the NFL draft, but from Sarah's replay, it sounds like gay porn.
Yeah, no, it's super.
She's right.
Super gay.
You have to listen to it, and you'll be like, do you guys hear yourselves?
Yeah, no, it's, I mean, you know, it's... You
and there's
really
nothing wrong
be...
with gay porn. But,
no, not at all.
But the way they talk about these carcasses...
These young hunks of man
these,
meat.
These men's...
Well, this guy's a real prospect.
Look at the legs on that guy.
Oh, boy, his hands. Oh, no one's got hands like that guy. Mm. The way he clutches the ball to his body, protecting it. Oh!
A size 19 shoe and a size 12 hand. What do you think that means, Frank?
Hey.
Well, I don't want to speculate, Jim, but I think it means...
Whoa.
Well, that's about women, I mean.
I'm with you, Sarah. Iron Man is the best.
Mm. Yep.
510 says, talking to your plants totally works. There's actual science behind it. Sound vibrations encourage growth. I talk to my veggie plants whenever I'm tending to them.
Oh, that's so fun. I bitch at weeds, though, when I pull them out. I'm like, oh, my God, I can't believe it. Get out of there. I'm on my hands and knees with my knee pads on and pulling out little, like, although that acacia is just so invasive. Ugh. Just wants to be everywhere. Get out!
808 says, Kiefer Sutherland is a co-owner of a record label and studio as well. He showed up in a 2010 documentary I saw.
Oh, imagine that.
My ex-husband became abusive after our separation, and one time during an argument, he grabbed me by the throat in front of our kids.
Oh my God.
When I called the authorities, CPS came to talk to us, and they let me know that allowing this to happen again was just as much my fault as it was his. Obviously, I didn't let it happen again.
Yeah.
But it was a very eye-opening experience that I had to cut all ties with him and move forward with having full custody of the children. These sorts of situations are very complicated for the people inside them.
Yes.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you, that's
who I hold responsible. But dad broke a three-year-old's arm.
Yeah.
So dad needs to not be around that kid.
Dad needs to never be around that kid again. Like, that is that. You have lost your right to have an influence on that child. I get it. You, I'm sure on some level, love him, but you are not safe to be around him. Oh, that's just heartbreaking. Just the way that the chain just needs to be broken.
I can't believe she stayed with him after that.
Dude, he punched her in the stomach when she was pregnant. Like, how was that a story and people didn't stand between them?
Chris Stapleton has an amazing, gritty, soulful voice. He can sing.
Yes, he can.
Vinny, Schoolboy Q's album is amazing, says 510.
Wow.
I will buy it today. I like him. Vinny, I love this Adam versus Rob conversation debate. Can I have them both? I mean, yeah.
Sure, glorious three-way.
Sure.
Hey. Or
I guess then you just
three-way.
Have to pick which one goes where.
can't we all just take turns? At the same damn time. At the same damn time.
At the same damn time.
When you imagine yourself in a three-way, do you have specific spots for the peoples?
I don't. How would that
she
work?
Just wants to be crawled all over.
Is that it?
A writhing mass of bodies.
Yeah.
You're staring at the ceiling, so clearly something's going on.
I'm picturing stuff.
There's a porn on Netflix.
What?
It's called Love, I think.
Hold up.
Why would they call it Love?
Well, it's weird. My husband, John, he goes, hey, have you seen this? And I could tell he's just trying to get me all worked up because I'm watching it going, this is too weird for me. It's really weird. It's about like this one dude and he's got a girlfriend, but then there's this other girl that's sort of involved with them. And there's some just super artsy, but full on all the stuff is showing.
Awesome.
Yeah. Weird shots of men's areas that are just like in various
states,
yeah, and some in cut and uncut. And
huh?
Yes, Vinny, your hands up.
Are you saying that his play for play worked?
It did not work. It was like on a Wednesday night. He showed it to me, or a Tuesday night. I'm like, dude, it's 7:30. I'm going to bed. Like, have fun with yourself on the couch with this weird. I had
yourself.
No idea that
it's only 8 minutes.
Yeah, it's too long. I had no idea that they had porn on Netflix.
Yeah, well,
I
didn't either.
Is that what it's called, Love?
Yeah, it's called Love. They say it's the most sexually explicit movie to ever appear on Netflix.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's still so considered a movie, not a porn. Right?
Yeah. I mean, but it is porn.
They don't show the actual.
No, they do.
The thing, the.
Because
that's what porn.
Well,
all about,
I'll tell you what they do show though is like it is
Should
clear
you?
That these people are definitely doing it. Like there's an orgy scene, one of the scenes he showed me, and there is Pound Town is happening.
Well,
and it's and I can see I can't see the actual point, but I
right.
can see
Pound Town.
I can
oh,
see the
happening.
Disappearingness, the going away.
408 says, I love Brene Brown. She's amazing.
We were just watching her.
So funny. You know who loves her? Is Brandon, our intern. He's like freaking out over her. He's like, then he starts to like, he's looking at me. He's like explaining all her principles and stuff. I'm like, no.
She is a thing.
About her in, here, let me turn your mic on. He knew about her in 2011.
Yeah, I was a junior in high school, I think, when I heard
Please
her.
Don't get him started. He's going to tell you about sensitivity and vulnerability. He's like going on and on about
it. That's her thing.
It.
She talks all about it.
Dude, he so does Brandon.
Right?
He's adorable, but no.
Did you see the Netflix thing?
I fell asleep during it.
Yeah, I mean, I was, and the earrings was, with the...
Yeah. Oof. Yeah. Mm. Her TED Talk on, I think it's called The Power of Vulnerability. Uh-huh. That is really good.
Yeah.
I like that one. It's 15 minutes. Has a really nice message at the end.
Uh-huh.
I was a high school boy. I really needed someone to tell me that vulnerability was okay. And she did it for me, so.
Oh, cute.
You want to know more, just ask him about it.
6'5". Brene Brown is amazing. We listen to her podcast often at our birth mom retreats.
Oh.
Yeah, I guess she's a thing. So now I thought it would be interesting for you to hear about her, too. Because, you know.
Yeah.
How do we not know?
I'm fine with not knowing.
Really?
Mm.
All right.
I was just watching one of the talks in there. Mm-hmm. Easy had on. I was like, oh, my God. If I watch this today, I'll fall asleep and miss my whole Friday.
I'll be super mind. Interested to see if my if Christina finished it.
Yeah, what she thought.
She put, well... I know that the one thing we were both equally distracted by is her dumb earrings.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
But if she finished it, then that says a lot.
Right, yeah. It does.
I could take the 15-20 minute TED Talks.
But an hour and 45 minutes.
But an hour, I'm just like, nah.
Well, look, they've got it all for you on Netflix. You can go back to it if you want. Or never again.
Good morning, Radio Pals, says 510. Listening to you guys from El Salvador and about to go surfing.
All right.
Oh, what fun. Sounds
so
great.
Jealous. Mm. In a faraway land. You know, when we were in Nicaragua, it felt like we were at the end of the planet. It was just such a weird.
Right.
Because we were 2 hours off the paved road.
Right.
Like dirt road out to the ocean.
I remember
ocean.
You saying it was a trek, even once you had flown to
right,
the place.
Right, right, right. It was crazy how far off the actual road we were.
You hit the ocean, there's nowhere else to go.
It's just the end of the world. It's pretty neat. Well, have a good surf.
Yeah.
510. Vinny, my husband has now been sober since 4/14. So far, so good. I'm so proud of him.
Oh. That's okay. So 8 days. That's great.
Yeah.
That's a start. You,
exactly.
You start somewhere.
12 days.
Oh, 14. You're right. Sorry. Yes.
Oh, boy.
Almost 2 whole weeks.
You guys want to talk about that more?
Oh, math? Yeah. Let's do it.
Hey guys, my sister's running her first 10K this weekend. Can you please tell Rachel good luck?
Oh,
we're both trying to be runners, and you guys keep us company.
Well, she's running. Oh, I see. Good luck.
Good.
That's great. Good
luck.
Good for you. Way to do something for you.
Yeah.
It's nice.
You guys should start paying attention to Tulsi Gabbard from Hawaii. She's running as a Democrat for the presidency. She served in the Army and was deployed in the Middle East. With my sister and brother-in-law, her views could really appeal to both sides.
Well, I look forward to seeing who rises to the top in this thing. You know, there's a lot of people running, and I'm sure a lot of them are good people who have solid platforms. And unfortunately, that's not all it takes to become.
Well, and then there's that whole process by which they savage each other and make each person unelectable to the point where there's no one who will be able to run
left, right.
Without having already been handed all of the material needed to beat them to the other side.
They just pick up the torch and carry it.
Right. So stupid.
Whatever. Politics. You want to talk about politics, call up Chris Kelly. He'll give you
He loves it.
Oh, my God. He was like, oh, let me tell you about it. I go, no. He's all about every single candidate. He started with one, and he went into the next. I go, are we going to go through all 30? He goes, well, we can. I'm like, no,
You
dude.
Know what's rad?
Let's talk about something else.
You know what's rad about that guy, though? He has stayed engaged. If you handed me all the money, and I don't deserve
I'm
the money
you.
He got. He earned it. He was part of Facebook when they started.
He's
but
trying
if you,
to do good.
If you handed me all the money that he was handed when they went public...
Bye, Vinny. It was really nice knowing you, buddy.
Never to be seen.
See you in El Salvador.
I'd be surfing, right. And I'd be traveling with my kids, and I'd be hunkered into the biggest home I could afford, and I would never think about anything again.
Right.
Ever.
I'm with you. 100%.
So credit to him for staying plugged in and staying active and doing good.
Yeah, he truly cares.
And he bought Hoomin a movie.
Yeah.
Ah!
He did.
That's awesome.
You should buy him another one. It's time.
He should buy him another one.
Was Olive 10 years ago now?
Oh, easily.
Maybe 9?
Oh, it's got to be. Yeah, I mean, it seemed like a solid 7 years of trying to work that thing. It's been dropping off, though, lately. I haven't heard about Olive in a while.
Hey!
Hey, what?
What?
That reminded me!
Of what?
What happened to Dramaste?
Oh, yeah, what's going on with Dramaste?
What? I have no news. Do you, Easy?
Mylan was at the... Rylan?
Mylan.
He was at the Johnny Mosley party.
Uh-huh. Singing
his head off, too.
Oh,
like, he was jamming.
Oh, good.
He loved it.
This is the guy behind Dramaste.
Yeah, the guy we met in here.
I did get an email a few weeks ago, but it wasn't for air, so I kind of just let it go. No, so nothing we can talk about. They're still in talks. He then told me that him and his wife got a dog and named her Alice.
Oh,
all right.
Adorable. Uh-huh.
Yeah, 831 says, yeah, someone who hasn't had a beer or a drink in 13 months and 9 days, I can't say I hate beer. It is delicious.
Mm.
But, you
don't
know,
think about it.
A good way to burn my life down. Ha ha ha. Happy Friday, and don't worry, drinks, I'm not coming.
Good, stay
good
far away.
Good for you, kid.
I worry about Vinny, the way we enthusiastically approach our weekends.
I'm okay. Don't worry.
I know
I got
you
me. I do what I need to do to keep me showing up every day.
I appreciate that very much, Vinny. It means the world to me. I'm glad you did, because it's, you know, I know it's been... We're pushing 11 years of you being back here, and I've appreciated every minute of them.
Me too. I love you.
I love you too.
Morning, radio fam.
Shut up!
Hey, what the hell?
Hey, we're just trying to have a heartfelt conversation.
Guys,
you guys are such jerks. Trying to give him props for all the good work he's done.
Off into the weekend, I guess. Bye.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Don't worry, drinks, I'm coming.
Here we go.
Woo!
Hey, guys.
No, get over here. Get over there.
Just say your last couple words, then we can go.
I'm out of words.
That was it?
I actually did all my words earlier, and so I've reached my quota for the day.
Excellent.
Well, I would like to say I know that Jane has gone nationwide with her big pink interview. I hope she knows that we love and appreciate her, and we'd like her to stay in her seat here in San Francisco.
Even though she's nationwide
right
now.
Mm-hmm.
You can hear the interview
she's
she did with Pink.
Nationwide.
Yeah.
Right.
They're going to do Nationwide is on your side.
Oh, well, that's another one.
I love those commercials.
She is, that interview is available at RadioAlice.com, the whole 30 minutes of it. She sat down with Pink. So go Sharks.
Right.
Go Warriors.
Yes. Go.
Home. Let's go.
Tomatoes.
Let's go.
Bye.
Go Tomatoes. Yay.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.